The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to our first recording of 2023. So if we are rusty, bear with us.
Hey, that's my theme song for life. I'm always rusty.
I recorded with Saver for the first time of the year yesterday, and it was not good. I was like, why did I lose everything I know over the span of like 1 week?
Anyway,
we're all working it out.
We're working it out.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is our first happy hour of the year also. As always with these, drink responsibly. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
I am actually drinking something that you gave me for Christmas.
Yes.
It is the Anne of Green Gables tea. So the Anne of Green Tea Gables.
Yes.
Which I'm assuming is an Etsy purchase.
You know, you gotta have the pun.
Yes. And it's from, y'all, I'm trying to read it off, and I'm in a dark part of my office, and I can't see shit, so bear with me as I try to read this off. It is from NoveltyTins.com. Mm-hmm. That's the site, and it is a green tea with orange peel, raspberry pieces, and natural flavor. So I'm trying to be all natural, moderate caffeine. Also trying to be caffeinated because that is the new year. Am I right?
Yeah. So far, that's been my experience. Well, I'm continuing to drink red wine out of a box.
Yeah, red wine every time.
Yeah, I know. You can't not do it. And I don't know that I've ever heard that song, but I've seen a parody of that song.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to send you the song today.
Oh, perfect. Excellent.
And then you'll never stop singing it no matter what.
Well, that's going to benefit both of us. So this is a topic I want to talk about. I will say, I don't think we're going to go too much into it, but there might be talk around like weight and eating. So if that's, especially around this time of year, if that is not what you want to hear, understand. I don't think we're going to go too much into it, but we might. And this is actually something that would have been, I wrote bullet points for it forever ago. These are much less structured than our full episodes. But it was because of parties, like going out of parties and hanging out with people. This is something that occasionally I just feel, and I definitely felt it more lately because I'm talking about this whole idea of being like the sloppy, not even drunk, but just like the sloppy person in a group. And I feel like I've just had so many experiences recently because I have gained weight during the pandemic. And I just mostly wear the same thing. I change it up every now and then, but generally the same kind of like t-shirt leggings.
I feel like you dress up more than I do. So I'm wondering.
Oh, I would disagree. Really?
Really?
I feel like when I'm around you, though, I feel very comfortable. So I don't dress up.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like when we go out, I always feel like you're more dressed up than I am. I'm casually all the time same. And because I wear heeled boots, people think I'm fancy. And I'm like, no, I'm just short and I like heeled boots. Like that's...
Well, yeah.
The you actually boots. Put like a theme to your outfits and I'm like, hey, black. That's it.
But isn't my theme like Star Wars?
Well, sometimes. And then there's Spider-Verse. And then there's Last of Us. You do like the undercover cosplay all the time. So.
I do. Actually, I think that's been my main theme during the pandemic. Like clothing during the pandemic has been like very subtle cosplay all the time.
I love
it. Sometimes not so subtle. Well, see, that's the thing. I love it too. And most of the time I'm very secure and like, maybe very secure, too strong. But most of the time, I'm either too tired or I don't care what other people think that I'm wearing essentially cosplay or essentially pajamas out and about. But I've had, because we were going out more at the end of the year, I had a couple of instances where I was like, oh, I wonder if that's how people see me. And I think one of the big things was like, at one event, I wore a dress that I pretty sure was pretty see-through. And I was wearing like, a bra and underwear. It wasn't like naked under it. But I had somebody like a friend of mine very kindly, because you do want to know that stuff, say, you know, hey, you can kind of see through it. And I really didn't care. And it was kind of a weird moment of like, should I care? Maybe I should. I'm glad to know.
Right.
But it was like a weird, I just had a kind of disconnect between, I honestly was like, okay. But should I care? And this has been something we should revisit, because I keep seeing headlines about celebrities that are wearing see-through things, and we're getting so much attention, and I'm kind of perplexed by the whole thing. But anyway, that was something. And then I'm just like worn clothes that I know are too small for me, because again, I gained weight, but I also really don't care. But I had somebody mention that, of like the side boob situation.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? What? Who said this? And who am I pulling up on? Because I'm going to take someone out. What?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No. And it's like generally, because that is a good thing when a trusted friend can tell you, just so you know, hey, here's this. I think it's more like, it's like I'm coming out of a dream of this pandemic of what I did before and what I do now, mm-hmm. and now I don't care. And I feel like that's fine, but sometimes I'm like, seems like people are still worried about these things.
Right. I think, right. I'm with you on that, because I do care to a certain degree. Like, I try to not look so frumpy, but that's kind of how I dress. I don't mean to. It's just because I like wear large things and I'm tired of trying to be cutesy. And I have also gained a lot of weight during the pandemic. And I say a lot of weight because I had lost a lot of weight right before, and it mm-hmm. was due to depression. So it wasn't healthy mm-hmm. anyway. But believe me, I got all the compliments and I have a stigma about that. And we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now I'm like, okay, I don't, one of the things is, convenience-wise, because I had lost all that weight, so I started getting really excited, even mm-hmm. though it wasn't a good way, and I got the new clothes, and now I cannot fit into those clothes at all, so I've reverted back to the old clothes. Thank God I didn't throw those away. Mm-hmm. And then I even bought, like, really better clothes, like, that actually are supposed to fit me, and that are actually supposed to be nice quality, and I had to get a bigger size, you know, that felt some type of way. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm going to wear that big sweater. I'm going to wear the t-shirt that I tie in a knot with a lot of, I've always been a cardigan girl, so that's my thing. But I do look like a grandma hunched over with my mm-hmm. giant sweaters. But yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, this is who I am. Enjoy it. Deal with it. And for the longest time, because I was so ashamed of my body, I didn't want to buy clothes in my size because it felt like a defeat, and it felt hurtful just to think about it because of the stigma behind those sizes, and even embarrassment to check out at the register because I don't want them to see mm-hmm. what size it is. And then feeling like, but if I actually wear clothes my size, I look better.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so like going back and forth of like all of these levels of trying to figure mm-hmm. this out. And yeah, we've been coming out more recently. As in fact, I had a wedding in November. So I had to dress up. And I'm like, this is my nightmare.
Right.
I wore a poncho.
Well, that's the thing, is there's so much here that we've talked about that we could unpack of, like, you feel judged for wearing clothes that are, quote, too tight, and then clothes that are, quote, too loose, because that implies that you're not comfortable with your body, even mm-hmm. though that might be your most comfortable state. And then, like, one thing I've noticed, and we've talked about this before too, is my boobs feel a lot bigger. And Michael, which they are, but it's like they shouldn't feel so embarrassing to me, but they are. And I know, like, we've talked about that. We've talked about that ad length of, like, people with bigger boobs can't find clothes. And then when they do, people judge them for being, like, too sexual at work or whatever. So it's just like, it's been interesting. I'm also kind of unwilling to get a whole new wardrobe other than, like, sweatpants, which is
right.
I bought some during the pandemic.
I've been buying t-shirts.
Yes.
And I don't even wear t-shirts like that. Like, typically I used to just not wear those. I would wear mm-hmm. Like a little more fancier, like button up shirts or whatever. And now that I'm like, t-shirts are great. Also because I hate people reading things off my chest, which is where usually the logos go mm-hmm. or whatever is happening, because it makes me so self-conscious. Growing up, I hated it.
Right.
Because it made me so self-conscious. Of course, this has a lot to do with trauma. So being sexualized as an Asian woman, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So I definitely, it took me a long time to be like, oh, but these are so comfortable. T-shirts are so great.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. My mom and I were joking about that over this recent break, because I remember when I was in high school, we had a conversation together. No, it wouldn't have been high school. It would have been early college, where she was like, you know, you never wear logos on your shirt. And I don't either. And I was like, yeah, I just kind of like to be bland and fit in. And now all I do is, like, wear Star Wars shirts. She was like, yeah, you've made a big change. I like it. I was like, oh, thanks.
The level of confidence. There's so many things to unpack with that and, like, placements of things like that and what we want to talk about.
Right.
Especially for those who do have breasts in general. But I do find it fascinating. And I think something that we're going to come back on is this trend swaying, and we've talked about it before, swaying back to the whole skinny body look, and the new diet fad of taking the diabetic medication shots, which is twofold of, like, why are you doing this to people with diabetes, and why are you doing this to normal people who are seeing unrealistic expectations of this? Mm-hmm. And I hate that we're reverting back to that, because it finally came to the point that we are, I feel like, not completely, because there's still people out there who are awful when it comes to body image, who have not let go of the fact that skinny does not mean it's healthy conversation.
Right.
But that we're back to this again and having to fight back and just finally getting to the point of, like, people are understanding this healthy looks for different from different people, and that it's not our place to judge in general how people feel about themselves. Like, even if that is they do want to lose weight or they don't want to lose weight or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that we're going back to there. And I think it's something that we should all be very cautious of in conversations today, because complimenting, and I'm not going to call out who it was, who used to be kind of, she was normal looking. She was normal looking woman. And then she has lost all this weight, and it has been insinuated that she has used this product, and, like, everybody's complimenting on her on that. And I was like, you need to back off, because she looks unhealthy at this point, because it's not her natural body form. I'm not judging the fact that she wanted to lose weight, but what she's doing, how she's doing it, and how she's letting people think that it was all natural, that's some BS. And that's so mm-hmm. dangerous for the standards of where we are today and for the young kids. Thank God these Gen Zers know better, but still.
Yeah, it's still very insidious and harmful messaging, and it's like everywhere.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
And I was thinking too about, like, there's so many jokes around women typically, like, oh, she thinks she can pull that off, or oh, she thinks she can wear that. She doesn't realize she can't wear that. And I was thinking about that just with, I hear that a lot with cosplay because people like to judge women in cosplay a lot. And I also would say there's a risk I've seen of like backhanded compliments, right? I think people are coming from the right place, but they'll essentially, I got one that was like, I've always wanted to embrace my camel toe like you do. And I was like, whoa.
My what?
Camel toe.
Once again, like, who are they? What?
Well, it was one of those things where I didn't even notice. And now I'm like, oh, well. Okay.
I've never noticed that on you.
Well, I mean, also it's kind of like,
let people be. Good God. What? Yeah.
Yeah, but it was.
I would feel uncomfortable around them from now on. I'm like, is that what you look at, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a bro, but you know, I'm pretty sure it's not a bro, but still.
I was out walking today and I was just like so uncomfortable. But it's just those things that like lodge in your head about people making comments about your body. So.
Yeah. I wish. Can we just not do that anymore?
Yeah.
2023. Let's not, even if it's a compliment, let's just leave it be.
Yeah.
If you want to say you look good, that's the end. Don't give specifics.
You look good in a genuine tone, not a very right. Or, passive aggressive.
You look happy. You look content. You look well rested. Those things. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just been kind of an adjustment. And I'm still working it out. And then I also was kind of, one thing we didn't get to talk about during our epic holiday movie discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Was there was a moment in While You Were Sleeping where Sandra Bullock's character is like older and single. Not older, but it's implied
she's
that
30s,
she's like older.
I think she's early 30s, late 20s.
Yeah, but it's implied that like she's an old spinster.
It is.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and there's like the whole idea because she's single during the holidays, you'll do the work, and then there's that scene where she's like eating the Oreos and I don't know, mac and cheese or something. And so I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this idea also of like being this still older single person that like goes out to all of these things. And I think that kind of like idea of, oh, she's sloppy can get tied into that. But I haven't like formulated. I've had a lot of like big thought breakthroughs during the holidays. Samantha knows most of them were nerdy in nature, but I was really thinking about some things. And I was like,
You're writing
yeah.
essays. And I was like, wait, why are you writing essays? Are you in a
I
contest?
Like writing
What's
essays. Yeah, you were like, well, for what purpose? And I was like, because.
I'm like, oh, wow, you are dedicated. You're a writer. That's where that comes in.
I'm a writer and I also like to be able, I like to be ready to defend my opinion. And a lot of times if I'm like surprised with a question, then I kind of shut down because I'm like, well, I've got to think about it from all these angles. So I like to like already formulate my thoughts in case anyone
eyes.
Wants to ask me about Anakin Skywalker at any point. I am ready.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think also during New Year's, during this time, this is when a lot of those like weight loss and exercise things come in, which if that's what you want in a healthy way, then I'm all for it. But it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. That's all.
I mean, I think I'm with you. Like just I do a lot of reflection of the year. And we did this as an episode about like looking at the past and the big things, the small things, you know, all the questions, trying to be profound and trying to be thoughtful. And very purposeful for the next year because you really think you have control over that and that's not true, which is hilarious to me because when we come back to these, we're like, yeah, that did not happen. So it's always a fun risk, but it is. There's things that you hope will happen. There's things that you hope doesn't happen, but that does put you in a state of like, okay, I have no control about this. How do I control this?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, this is a bigger topic that I won't get into too much in this, but I've talked about it before of like when it comes to weight, a lot of it feels like it's out of my control. Even though I know the things to do, it just feels like it's something I can't necessarily control. And that kind of puts me in this state of like almost panic around it a lot. So I don't know. I would just... As we always say in these, you know, we love you out there and I would urge you to take care of yourself and kind of examine, like I'm trying to do, what do you really want and what is healthy and what is reasonable? And I don't know. Because like I said, one of the biggest things for me here was I was like, huh, I sort of stopped worrying about that.
I love it. That's a great place and I hope you can remain there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard.
Don't think too hard on it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be like, it's just because I've been inside by myself or with you most of the time. But I think once I go out into the real world a lot more, it's going to be a lot harder. But
it will do. It is.
Yeah. But, you know, cheers and happy new year to
happy
you.
Happy new year.
Yes. And to all of you listeners, we would love to hear from you if you have any thoughts about this. You can contact us at our email, which is stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StephOneNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Happy New Year, Christina.
Happy New Year. And thanks to you for listening. Steph One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.